Good afternoon and Shabbat Shalom. Can I just ask, how many of you are here for the very first time? Just kind of wave at me, all right? Quite a number of you. Welcome, all right? My name is... Thank you. Welcome. And we're so glad that you can join us for what is the most important event within the Christian calendar. More important than Christmas, right? More important than any other event within the Christian calendar. This day is the most important of all the days within the Christian calendar, right? And today is also special because it is our healing service. And so today I want to share with you a little bit of truth from the Bible. Because, you know, I believe that the same God that performed that miracle 2,000 years ago, resurrecting Jesus from the dead, is here today and He's able and willing to do something in our life. Do you believe that? Do you believe in miracles? Now, you need to believe in miracles. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here today. You understand what I mean? Right? So turn to your neighbor and say, I believe in miracles. I want to share with you a story from the Gospel according to Mark. And the Gospel records for us the events in the life of Jesus. And some of these events appears in multiple Gospels, so we know it's attested. So in Mark chapter 2, there's an amazing story. We are told that Jesus, after some days, He had come into the town of Capernaum. It's a village where He spent a lot of time. And He had entered a particular house. The Bible says He was in the house. I believe that Jesus is in this house today. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? You know, Jesus being in a house is so important. The Bible says Jesus was in a house, and immediately many people gathered together because they had heard that Jesus was a man who performed miracles. They might not have seen it with their own eyes, but they have heard, and they had enough faith to get them there. Or perhaps you could say they had enough curiosity to get them there just to see, well, who is this Jesus whom we hear has performed so many miracles, who have healed people, who have even raised the dead. Who is this Jesus? The Bible says in Mark chapter 2, immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And He preached the word to them. Friends, Jesus is in this house today. You have come here not for me. You have not come here for the music or the wonderful, fabulous choir. More important than anything else, we have come here because Jesus is in this house. Amen? Can I get an amen? Come on, you are resurrected people, right? So you must behave like resurrected people. Okay, so people are coming over. I mean, they came from in town. They probably came from out of town because Jesus was doing something quite unusual. It was not every day that people were healed miraculously. It was not every day that blind people see again. It was not every day that lame people walked again. This was an unusual event. This was a miraculous event. So people were coming from all over the place, in town and out of town, and they come to the house where Jesus was, much like some of you have come today. You have come here. And some of the people who came, they were sick, they were ill. Some were suffering and in pain. Others, the Bible tells us, were oppressed by demons. Others had family members who were beset with disease and sickness. Their children, their fathers, their mothers, their sons, their daughters. They had all kinds of problems. And they had come hoping that perhaps this Jesus, this miracle healer, might perhaps just be the answer to their needs. Now I can tell you that most of these people who have tried everything else, right? They might have exhausted all their money, all their other resources, trying whatever. You know, I can tell you in my years of being a pastor, most people come to Jesus as the last resort. You understand this? Because they want to spend all their money first, right? They come to Jesus when the doctors fail them, when, you know, everyone else fails them, when they have tried everything they know how to try, when science fails them. That is usually the time when people end up coming to Jesus. And it's funny why they don't come to Jesus earlier, right? But many of these people who came that day and crowded up their house, they probably came as a kind of last resort. They tried everything and they found no answer. Now, the Bible tells us that there was this particular man. He was a paralytic, right? So a paralytic is a man who's paralyzed. We are not told exactly what the nature of his paralysis was, what the nature of sickness was. We're not even told why he was paralyzed. It might have been an accident, right? Maybe he was on this cow MRT. Okay, back in those days, they didn't have MRT. Maybe he had an accident with a cow, or maybe he fell down from the roof, or whatever the case might have been. The Bible tells us he might have even been born a paralytic. But whatever the case was, this was a man who was at the end of his rope. Now, normally, back in those days, you know, and even in these days, if you are paralytic, you pretty much stay a paralytic for the rest of your life. That was your destiny. Something changed here. That was your destiny, alright? If you are paralytic, that became pretty much your identity. So this man, he was sick, and being a paralytic, he couldn't go and see Jesus, right? I mean, we are told that, you know, even people who were able, they couldn't get to see Jesus because they were so crowded that day. The door, near the door, it was just jam-packed with people. And so this man, he probably didn't have much, but you know what he had? He had good friends. Everyone say good friends. You know, we all need good friends, right? We all need good friends. It's hard to find good friends these days. I mean, we've got lots of bad friends, you know. Friends who want to borrow money from you, right? But this man, he had good friends. He had four friends in particular who look at his condition and, you know, they thought to themselves, what can we do for this friend of ours who's a paralytic? And they thought, you know what? We heard that there is this Jesus in town. And this Jesus is not like other teachers. There are many people who teach about religion in the world. But this Jesus, he did more than just teach. He was able to perform miracles. He demonstrated the power of God. Okay, so that was this Jesus doing that. And they said to themselves, you know, maybe, just maybe, the answer to this guy's problem, maybe he needs Jesus. So they said to themselves, you know what, we're going to do what friends do, right? We're going to bring them to Jesus. And if you are here today, because some friend pestered you to come here, I want you to thank your friend. Because you know what? If your friend didn't care for you, they won't bring you here. Do you know that? And you are here today because someone dragged you here, your husband or your wife dragged you here. I want you to know they are doing this. You know, it's not easy getting some of you here. Some of you are stubborn people, right? But you know what? If you are here today, it's probably because someone loves you so much. Your friend or your family loved you enough to say that maybe the answer that you're looking for in your life is Jesus. Amen? Can I get an amen? Yeah, I must remind you that you are alive, okay? Jesus is alive, we know that. The question is, are we alive or not, right? So here's this guy, he's got friends and they picked up this paralytic. They carried him across town, alright? I mean, he was in the bed, they carried him in a bed across town, and they came to the house where Jesus was. And guess what they found? It's fully booked. Right? Crowds were there. They couldn't get in. We are told that they couldn't even get near the door. What are you going to do? Right? What are you going to do in your life when you have a need for, you know, you have need for something. You have need for some answer from God. And then you come there and you discover that it's fully booked. You discover that there are some obstacles in our life. What are you going to do? Let me ask you this. If you wanted something from God and you came hoping that maybe Jesus could be the answer. You've tried everything else. You've got nothing else to lose. But that particular day when you came, it was fully jammed out. What are you going to do? You know what? So many people I know, they will just turn back. At that point of time, even if this was the last resort, they would turn back. They would give up. You know, we are Chinese especially. We don't want to create a scene, right? We kind of, you know, in Chinese we say paisei, right? Paisei, how to translate this into English. Well, we are a little bit embarrassed about it, right? We have a great need. Maybe you have sickness in your life. Maybe you've got cancer in your life. Maybe you have some illness. Maybe it is some other need in your life. A broken heart, perhaps. But you know what so often stops us from getting to the place where we can get us? We're a pine sailor, right? So we are embarrassed because somehow it is more important for us to look respectable to people than to really go after what we need. You know, today, if some of you are here in this way, I want you to know you are here. Don't be pine sailor. Don't be embarrassed. Amen? Man, turn to your neighbor and say, don't be embarrassed. Turn to your other neighbor and say, I won't be embarrassed. Okay? We're all very thick-skinned here today. Let's just get it out of the way, alright? Because you know what? God wants to do something so important in your life, you cannot allow embarrassment to stand in the way. You understand what I'm saying? But you know, sometimes we are Christians, we are, you know, as Singaporeans, we want something, but we want to look good, you see. Right? We want something, we need something badly, but we want to look good. So we go there and, the one, never mind lah, you know. Well, these guys, four friends brought, they came there, they saw everyone crowded there. They were not going to take no for an answer. That's the first step of faith. If you want something from God, you got to really want it. Alright? Many people come to God and say, God, I have this need, I have that need. They never get an answer because actually they don't really want it. They're just saying only, you see. But if you are here today, if you are serious, and I hope you are, because you know, in church, we are serious about God. Okay? This is not just religion for us. We actually believe that the living God is here to do something for us today. And if you are serious, then don't allow embarrassment to get in the way. Alright? Amen? That's more like it, okay? That's what Kush should be like. Alright. So these guys, they did the most outrageous thing. They climbed up to the roof of the house, right? They went around the house, they found a way somehow to get onto the roof because everyone was trying to get in the door. Somehow at the back, there was a stairs that got up to the roof. They brought this man up on the roof. And then, of course, you're on the roof, it's very hot. What do you think they did? They broke through the roof. Now, you know that's a sign when people really want something. When they really want something, you know, even a roof is not going to stop them. So I don't know what they did. They probably started removing the tiles from the roof. Maybe they started chipping. I don't know who's going to pay for the roof, right? But they were not about to allow paisei to stop them or embarrassment to stop them. So they started making a hole in the roof. Now Jesus was down there. I can just picture this, right? Jesus was preaching the word. The Bible tells us he was preaching to a crowd that was gathered. And all of a sudden, you got all these flakes dropping from the roof, right? And hopefully no tiles dropping down from the roof. But I guess they kind of stopped. You know, if today suddenly there are things dropping from the roof, I think we'll stop preaching right now, right? Probably clear away. Well, I guess they kind of stopped wondering what is going on here. Lo and behold, this man gets lowered by his four friends. Now, you got to really admire these friends. These friends, they stopped at nothing. You know, it's not easy to carry a man out on the roof, much less to lower him down on the bed. Jesus sees this man coming down from the roof. You know, like some of these movie theaters, where the singer come down like this. This paralytic, right? Probably the only time in his life he got so much attention. He gets lowered down. And he lands in front of Jesus. This man, what do you think Jesus said to him? I mean, it's obvious that this guy is a paralytic, right? I mean, he looks like a paralytic. Jesus, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 2 verse 5, he turns to this man. He saw him eyes to eye and he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you. Your sins are forgiven you." Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This guy, he didn't come all the way here to get his sins forgiven, was it? He said, "Look, Jesus, I didn't come here to get my sins forgiven. I came here because I'm a paralytic. I need to be healed physically." You see? So when Jesus said to him, "Son, your sins are forgiven," I don't know. The guy might have been a bit confused, right? He said, "Jesus, I think you are mistaken. I'm the paralytic guy, you know. My problem is paralysis, not that I need my sins forgiven." He wanted to be healed. That was his need. What has forgiveness got to do with anything? Friends, this is what I want to talk to you about, okay? For all of you who are here today, because many of you are here today because you have a need. Am I right? We all have a need. And some of us, maybe that need is a need for healing from cancer, from a heart problem, from illness, from blindness, from paralysis. It might even be a minor, not just this big sickness. Could be a small thing. Could be something that's bothering you for a long time. A pain somewhere, you know, some issue that you're struggling with. Maybe it might even be a broken heart, right? Some of us, our suffering is not in the form of a bodily sickness, but a sickness of our heart, a broken heart. Things that you cannot get out from your heart. That's been causing you to suffer for years and years. Well, big or small, you know, this is a healing service, right? On the resurrection weekend. So what have you got to lose, right? So some of you are here today because you have brought that need with you. you are carrying right this moment, that just like the paralytic was carrying a particular need. But while we are all thinking about that need of ours, when we want Jesus, if this Jesus is truly risen from the dead, we want Him to come and do something about our particular need in our life. Jesus was actually thinking about something else. Can you say amen? Jesus was not just thinking about, yes, that is very important. It is very important. But you know what? Jesus was thinking that you and I, we have a bigger problem. There is no point healing a man from blindness to only have him continue walking across over a cliff and dies. Right? I mean, the truth is, someone used to say, life is a terminal disease. We will all die one day. You understand what I'm saying? Everyone, you can be healed from your sickness, your illness. One day we'll all die. That is a bigger problem. Okay? That is a really, really major problem. And Jesus is thinking, you know what? We have a bigger problem here. And that problem is that we have sin in our lives that destroys our relationship with God. And you might think, why is that relevant? Why is Jesus even making this an issue? And let me tell you this. When you come here today, and God is going to perform a miracle, I believe He will be performing miracles, you got to remember this. God is the one who's doing that miracle. Not me. It is not a method. It's not something that we say. It is this God, the God of the resurrected Christ, who's going to perform the miracle, right? You understand what I'm saying here, right? This is, today you are here because you want God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who created humankind, to come and do something for us. But I want you to think about this. If you've got a broken relationship with God, how is that going to work? I mean, if somehow there's an offense between you and God, and you come, you know, if someone came and really offended you, right? And afterwards, he comes around and says, hey, can you do me a favor? What do you think? Not going to work, right? So before this man's paralysis could be addressed, he had to address a much bigger problem. And that was a problem of his relationship with God. Because God is the one who's going to show His power and heal their disease. Amen? So I want you to understand this, you know. Because when Jesus saw this man come down, He didn't just get up and, you know, be healed. Right? He didn't do that. He could have done that. But actually, there was a step, a more important step. That step was to say, son, your sins are forgiven you. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. The truth of the matter is all of us are sinners. It's just that some of us are forgiven, some of us have not yet been forgiven. You understand what I'm saying? Right? You know, I've talked to some people who think that they cannot become a Christian because they've done too many bad things in their life. Friends, I want to tell you this. Jesus died precisely because we've done too many bad things in our life. Right? It's not that we are good enough to become Christian. It's God is good enough to accept us to become His children. Can you say amen? Amen. So today, friends, you are here, you know, Jesus is thinking about you. He knows what you're struggling with. He understands the pain that you carry in your life. But first of all, He wants to deal with a bigger problem. Whether you realize it or not, He wants to deal with a bigger problem. When we are asking God for miracles today, it's about God performing, God's willingness, His ability, His power to heal the greatest disease of all, sin that leads us to death. So, it is good for us to come here today, but Jesus wants to give you. You know, before you and I receive the miracle that you want, you must first receive the miracle that you need. You understand what I'm saying? Before you get the miracle that you want, and that could be anything you want, we've got so many wants in our life, you must first of all receive the miracle that you need. And that is the forgiveness of our sins. That is a forgiveness. I want you to let that sink in for a second. Before you get from something from God, you need to get your relationship with God right. Now, to do that, you don't have to do a lot of things. The greatest thing of all is that Jesus had paid the price to make it happen for you. What you need to do is you need to accept Jesus in your life. Now, some of us may struggle with this, right? And in fact, if you read on in Mark chapter 2, we are told that when Jesus said, son, your sins are forgiven, some people got really upset with Jesus. Do you know that? They actually got upset because Jesus forgave. You know why? Because they said, who does Jesus think he is? I mean, who can forgive except God? Is Jesus claiming to be God? Is Jesus claiming that he is the God who has the power to forgive us our past, forgive us our errors, to forgive us of all the bad things you have done? You know, who is this Jesus? How dare he forgive people? Who does he think he is? The creator of the universe? Friends, Jesus knew. Jesus knew because, you know, he's God, right? He knew what was in their mind. Just this very moment, I believe Jesus in this house. And you know what, friends? I want you to know that this very moment, all those questions you have in your mind right now, Jesus knows. Jesus knows all the objections we are asking. You know, how can this man, is this Jesus really? I mean, there are so many religions in the world today, right? How do we know this is the real one? You know what? God knows. God knows you are asking these questions. And you know what the best part is? I think everything in Mark chapter 2 happened so that the people around him could get an answer to those very questions in their mind. So they were there. They were thinking to themselves, how can Jesus do this? How can he forgive people's sins? And Jesus turns to them and asks them this very interesting question. Okay? The question is like this. He says, what do you think? Which is easier? To forgive someone or their sins? Or to say to this man, arise, pick up your bed and walk, go home. What do you think is easier, right? To forgive someone's sins? Or on the other hand, to tell a paralytic to get up? What do you think? Which one is easier? It's kind of a trick question, right? Which one is easier, right? Well, I'd say if you can do one, you can do the other. Would you say so? Right? And if you can do one and you can do the other, that must mean that Jesus is God. Because only God can forgive. So Jesus knew that what they're thinking, right? And Jesus wanted to help them to understand that he was in fact the God who forgives them of their sins. First of all, you might think that you don't deserve that forgiveness. Jesus knows you are struggling with that. Second of all, you might think that Jesus doesn't have the power to forgive your sins. Jesus knows you are thinking about that. And the way he was about to show them was he says, you know what? Let me show you this. Right? Here's a man who's paralyzed. Medicine and science has no answer to this man's problem. And Jesus says, watch this. He turns to this guy. This paralytic whose four friends, I guess the four friends are still looking down from above, right? Who are sticking their heads through the hole there. They're watching. Whole crowd was silent, kind of like all of you right now. He turns to this man and says, son, arise, get out from your bed, pick up your bed, and then go home. You know what? This guy, right? This paralytic guy, you know, the gospel doesn't record for us his reaction. Because I would have loved to know his reaction. I mean, what are you going to do when you have been paralyzed for so many years? You have tried, maybe you fell over your bed many times for many, many years, right? And then someone comes along and tells you, arise, get up from here, pick up your bed. Okay, it's probably not a very heavy bed. Some of us in our house, you have a very heavy bed, right? You try to carry your bed, you become paralyzed. But this guy is a bit different. It's a small bed, okay? So Jesus says, you know, to the paralytic, get up. You know what? You have several choices. One, you could say, okay, well, you know, Jesus, don't joke lah, you know, or in Hokkien, siao lah, you know. So, I mean, look at me, how can I do this? You could do that. And you know what? Many people, they come to God and God tells them to do something, right? And God tells them to do something. And you know what they say? Siawa, how can it be? Listen, if I tell you to do something and you say, how can it be? I totally accept it. But if God is telling you to do something, guys, you might as well just give it a try, right? So, this man, he believed. He allowed his faith to arise in his heart, right? He started to think to himself, you know what? What have I got to lose? He started to believe, you know what? I believe that Jesus can do this miracle for me. I believe I can walk. If he says so, I believe I can. You know what? The guy, he gets off. He picks, I can just imagine everyone's eyes opening up, their jaw dropping. The man gets up. He picks up his bed. He pushes his way to the door, probably says thank you to Jesus first of all, right? And he goes home. Praise God that worked. Amen. Amen. Now the question is this. Can Jesus do it again? Today? You see, what does it depend on? It's not me, right? It's Jesus. It's faith. It's believing. But here's the thing. If you believe God can heal you of your miracles, and you want God to heal you, then by the same breath, you must believe that Jesus is God also. You understand? That's the logic of this whole thing, right? Which one is easier? If you believe Him to heal you of your cancer, then at the same time, you must believe that He is God. Because only God can do that. But many people, they don't get this, you see. They want the healing, but they don't want to deal with Jesus. Listen, you can't get your healing unless you deal with Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So today, I know some of you are here because you brought in it. Great. You know what? We are all believing here. Amen? Can I get amen? We are believing with you that God will do something in your life. You know, sometimes He does something immediately. This is also often the case, right? Sometimes it's just like that. You are healed. And we have had people heal immediately. Sometimes we have people who takes a little bit of time, you know. Some of us, you know, I don't understand why it takes a little bit of time. But whatever the case is, if there's anyone who can help us, it is God Himself. Amen? So friends, today, before we can receive the miracle that we want, we must first receive the miracle that we need. And if you are willing, then I want to ask you, turn to God. Don't be pinesay about this thing. Don't be, you got nothing to lose. What have you got to lose? If He really is God, then my goodness, you have everything to gain out of this deal, right? So today, some of you are struggling with this. You know, you have all these questions. Listen, Jesus knows those things. But what we need today is we need to exercise faith. We need to, like the paralytic, begin to believe. Begin to overcome our doubts. Begin to believe God. Friends, this story is your story today. It can be your story today. You have come to Jesus because you have a need for a miracle. But Jesus has come to you because He wants to give you that bigger miracle first, right? God alone can do this for you. Now, some of you struggle with other aspects of life. Maybe you think you're not good enough. I want you to get rid of the idea. None of us are good enough. In fact, Jesus specifically came for the sinners, right? If you think you're not good enough, I have news for you. You are exactly the kind of people that Jesus came for, that Jesus loves and Jesus forgives. Now, if this is what you want today, I'm going to ask you to confess your faith to God today, right? And you have to do this publicly. Again, I know some people say, no, I kind of believe in my heart, you know. And maybe God will heal you maybe in His heart also, right? But you don't want that, right? You want your healing to be full, correct? Therefore, our faith in God needs to be likewise full. You understand what I'm trying to say, right? So I'm not going to be embarrassed. This is the church, it's all right, right? We've all done this, okay, Christians. At some point in our life, we all confess our faith. Because the Bible says that, you know, this faith, right, that Jesus, this gospel we believe in, is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes. If you believe, God is not just dealing with your physical or your soul. He's healing your whole person. The God who heals your body can also heal your soul, right? So today, I want to ask that if this is you, I want to ask you to confess your faith. I want to ask you to do it publicly today, right? You're here anyway, and you know, I'm kind of down-to-earth guy, right? You know, nothing to be scared about, right? So afterwards, I want to ask you to come forward. Now, if that's you today, right? Of course, we want to pray. If you've got sickness, we're going to pray for that afterwards. But first, Jesus said, son or daughter, your sins are forgiven you. You got to deal with that first. You understand what I'm trying to say? Guys? Okay. So, we're going to do that and, you know, I don't want to talk a lot because talking won't bring healing, right? Faith in Jesus Christ will. You understand? Faith in Jesus Christ will. So, you know, I'm going to ask all of us to stand. We're going to sing a song, okay? We're going to sing a song. A beautiful song. Heal me, O Lord. And maybe you have sung this before. It's an old song. But as we sing this, let's make this our confession of faith, right? And after we sing this song, if you are not a Christian, right? If you are still sitting on the fence about who is Jesus, friends, I want you to know, today is your day. Okay? Don't be shy. And if you brought a friend, okay, please continue to be a friend all the way. Bring them all the way to the front. Okay? Don't just be a friend halfway only, alright? Right? You just come forward. Praise God. You know, the heavens are rejoicing. Yeah, just come forward. I'll make sure that everyone's got someone praying with them, talking to them. Listen, this is your great moment, alright? Why don't we put our hands one more time for all these guys here? Alright? Amen. Amen. I want you to know that you are important to God, right? And you are important to us. And we really want to, you know, get to know you and help you begin this journey. I'm going to just pray for all of them now, right? Because, you know, we are far from over. We are just getting started. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for all of them. Father, we thank you that to every one of these men and women, children here, Lord, you're saying, son, daughter, your sins are forgiven, Lord. And Lord, because they confess you, because they believe in you, today they have become children of God, sons and daughters of the living God, Lord. Father, we thank you that today the power that raised Jesus from the dead is active and alive in your heart. And right now, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will come upon every one of them in a special way right now, Lord. They will experience you tangibly, Lord, that right this very moment, you begin to give them this encounter that they never knew before. Lord, take us beyond our understanding. Take us beyond our experience, Lord. Take us into the divine. Take us into the supernatural, Lord. So, Father, we pray right now you'll cleanse them from all their sins. Break them free from every chain that has held them back. Father, we pray today, Lord, that they have become born again. New creations in Christ Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, they're going to continue to pray, right? But today is a healing service. Can anyone say amen? Right? We believe God is going to do something here. Now, I want to tell you something, you know, because some of you have heard my father-in-law was, you know, struggling with cancer. And I've been kind of updating you from time to time, you know. The last time he went for a scan, his tumor in his kidney and liver was shrinking, right? That's fantastic. But I tell you what, they found dots in his lungs, right? So they were worried that this cancer, spreading stage 4 cancer. I told my father-in-law, I said, you know, you got nothing to lose. I'm going to believe that this dots will be healed, right? Now, his blood problem is already healed already, right? I said, if God can heal those, God can heal this, right? Now, he's like on the fence, you know, he's on the fence. I told him, I said, next time I'm going to baptize you, you know. So maybe I will baptize him and my mother-in-law together. But, you know, he went for a scan last week. Guess what? Lung clear, you know. Now, I'm telling you this because God has different ways of working with different people. With some people, it's instantaneous, right? With some people, it takes a bit of time. We don't always understand. But here's what we want to do. We want to believe in God. That's what we are doing, right? So today, if you come here with some sickness, right? Big or small, the doctors may have given you a prognosis. Listen, doctors are doctors, right? We love them, but they are not God, okay? God is not limited by prognosis, right? Some of you may have struggles with illness, big or small, whatever the case may be. Just come forward, alright? Let's see what God can do. After all, what have you got to lose? Alright? So, you know, we have people who are in different ministries and some are lay people who have been helping you to pray for you. When they pray for you, if God is doing something on the spot for you, let us know because we want to hear about it, okay? So right now I'm going to ask if anyone here, you're sick, right? You have some illness, just come forward, right? We'll find some space here. If not, then we'll go down the corridor in the middle. You know, just come forward and we have someone pray for you. If those people who are helping, right, healing rooms and whoever else is helping with the prayer, you all just come forward and let's pray for them. And let's together believe God will perform a miracle. Amen? In fact, God will perform many miracles, right? And then while they are praying and you're coming forward, let's continue to praise God and create an atmosphere of faith here. Alright? Alright. Okay, when you pray, if God is doing something, you just let the person who is praying for you know, okay? Because there's healing in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's healing in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is able to heal us. Alright? So we need people who are able to pray. Just come forward and just pray and ask for healing. Right? Don't just ask for God to help them. Ask for God to heal them. Right? Yeah, just come forward, all of you, right? Okay, we're going to sing. But the rest of you, if you can pray, just come forward. Look for someone out here. There are quite a number here whose hands are up, right? Maybe nobody's praying for them. If your hands are up, you're signaling to us that no one's praying for you. You would like someone to pray for you, all right? Keep those hands up so we can pray for you. You know, people are still coming forward. Now, I know some of you have been prayed for, okay? Listen, I want to tell you something, okay? When someone's praying for you and you're asking for prayer for, don't give up. Don't give up easily, right? Press in a little bit more. Anyway, we are here. We are only less than 2 hours here. Continue to believe that God will perform a miracle. Just because I'm praying for you, the first 5 minutes, nothing happened. Keep asking. Because you never know. Maybe the 6 minutes, God will do something. Alright? So, if you are here, don't go back to your seat so quickly. Ask God. Believe God for a miracle. Alright? Maybe it might not be today, but then maybe it could be today. Right? And if today some of you, you're getting results, you know, just, we got a couple of pastors here who are going around. If you are getting results, please let Pastor Daniel Tew and Pastor Chalip know. Alright? Because we want to hear about what God is doing in your life. Right? If any one of you getting some results, let us know. Okay?
You know, guys, you know, whenever we pray for people for healing, right, I always tell them that it's not just for your own benefit that you are healed. But there's also other benefits, and it is one of them is to bring glory to God.
Amen.
And the other is to increase our faith.
Amen.
So that God's healing may come through. And actually, there are two persons that I know who have been healed, but they are too embarrassed to come out. One is a brother and one is a sister. The first brother had chronic pain in the knees.
Amen.
For about a year, and the doctor told him to just go for physio and all that. But just now when we were praying, he told me that he felt that a chronic pain had left his knee.
Hallelujah.
Let's give glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Alright, another one is a sister. She doesn't want to be named as well. They're still quite paiseh about it. She has been having this pain in her hand for quite a long time, for about 2 to 3 months. And just now when Pastor Cynthia was praying for her, she said that the pain have decreased dramatically. Until now, there's just a little bit of pain. So you know what? Let's give praise
Amen.
To God, alright? And those of you who want to come out, continue coming up to the front, alright? We're just going to stand here and pray with you.
Amen, amen.
Now this is Serene.
God.
And Serena has been having this back pain for 2 days to the extent that she can't really move freely. And she just has to keep very still. And after Esther prayed for her, she now can move. She's walking up the stairs already. All right, so let's give thanks to God and just keep on coming up, all right?
Can you show us? Okay, not here. All right, okay, let's continue praise God. A few more minutes, okay? We'll sing this song one more time before we give everyone a chance, right? This is your last chance, all right? Last closing out deal.
This is Vivian. Now, she has been having knee pain for almost 2 years, and it was so bad that she couldn't even bend her knees a lot. But after Esther prayed for her, she's coming up here to testify. And
amen.
Let's give a live demonstration. Come, Vivian. Yeah. She couldn't even bend before this. Yeah.
What couldn't you do before?
It was just chronic pain.
Chronic pain.
Very bad. Chronic pain. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this will never come back again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Let's
God,
give the Lord a shout. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you.
Thanks,
Vivian. Amen. God is so good. God is good. I know after this service, somebody will always come and say, Pastor, why not every week like this? Yeah. But God is good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, these miracles are great, but the greatest miracle of all is the salvation of our souls. Amen. I mean, can we give God a great amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Oh, we got one more. Oh yeah, please. Please. Yeah, we don't want to miss out anyone, okay?
Yeah, this is Brenda. She has been having this pain in the heel for a really long time.
Hallelujah.
She walks, it's painful, and after being prayed for, she finds that the pain is not there anymore. So,
praise God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you.
Let's give glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, glory to you, Lord. All glory to you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 You know, tomorrow morning we have service. 10:30 we have service, right? you have non-Christian friends, bring them. Okay? Bring them because of what God is going to do in their life. Amen? Amen? We're going to sing this closing song because He is alive. Amen? And God is alive. Well, turn to your neighbor and say, He is alive. He is risen.
His victory and the grave has been denied. Jesus lives forever. He's alive. He's alive. He's the Alpha and Omega, first and last is He. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty. Lamb of God is risen.
You know, this is why it's called Good Friday, isn't it? Because He is risen. And when we say Christ is risen, you say He is risen indeed, okay? Amen. Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Amen. Father, we thank You, Lord, because Your power is alive for us today, Lord. You are living in each one of us. Father, today we want to pray for everyone who has come forward today, that this miracle will continue for them, Lord. Some of us receive instantaneous healing, but Father, we want to believe that even for those who did not instantly get healed, Lord, they will receive Your healing over the days, over weeks. Father, we pray that their faith will increase in You. Father, we pray especially for those who have accepted You for the very first time, Lord. They will come to know the living power of Jesus Christ in their life. So Father, today as we go back, Lord, we celebrate the risen Christ, Lord. We are sons of victory. We are children, daughters of victory. So as we go from this place, may the victory of God go with each one of us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit go with each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen, amen, amen. Service is over. I'll see you back tomorrow. Okay, God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in. We trust you have been blessed. For more information, check us out at www.cruz.org.sg. God bless.